Jim and Marjorie now.
96.9 Boston Talks.
It's 7:49. It's 29 degrees, going up to a high of 40. It's actually quite a nice day. You know, a couple of notes here, by the way. Every 7:45 or thereabouts on whatever day this is, Friday, Carl from New Hampshire does a preview of the weekend in Boston. People say it's so ridiculous. So finally, we get to talk about New Hampshire, but a huge disappointment and a disgrace. Carl was supposed to be sitting next to me. Carl is not. He's in some wooded area in New Hampshire. What's up with that, Carl?
I'm actually in Boston. Matt told me that I should go to Boston today to do the New Hampshire weekend preview.
Okay, it's close enough.
I'm Storrow Drive right now. Is that wrong?
No, it's perfect. Keep going. Go to the station. I'll see you in a couple of minutes. So what's happening in the home state of Carl from New Hampshire this weekend, Carl?
Well, it is so exciting. And by the way, I'll stop by and see you guys on Monday.
It's not necessary. Go ahead.
It's very exciting to be able to talk about my home state. So let's get right into get knee deep into the culture right away.
Knee deep.
Yeah. First thing I want to mention is the sheep shearing weekend. Now, this is at the old McAllister place. It's just down the road a piece. We do this every year, and the fun part is at the end we all join in and we sing the theme song, "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?"
Oh, God.
Ever shared a sheep there, Jim?
No,
I haven't, but do you remember the greatest scene in any Woody Allen movie, pre-pedophilia, when Gene Wilder is sitting on a curb drunk, drinking from a bottle of Woolite because his sheep girlfriend has left him in the lurch, but go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, why are they shearing the sheep in January? Aren't
good
they
question.
Supposed to do
That's
that in, like,
question.
May?
Well, those are the sheep that have misbehaved during the year. I should be clear. It's not all sheep.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's only the errant sheep.
They've been naughty.
This is real, by the way. This is a real sheep-shearing thing at the old McAllister place on tomorrow.
Okay, what else is happening?
Well, a little political. The fat man, Governor Chris Christie himself, will be up here on Sunday at the Exeter High School. Mm-hmm. I only mention this because I hope his staff has alerted him that the Exeter High School is on wheels. And I'm just a little concerned. You know, I don't want the school to tip over or any
that
kind of
really
accident like that.
Totally inappropriate, I should say.
Boy, do you think a lot of your fellow New Hampshireites are bummed out that Chris Christie is not in the race? I mean, he had a lot of support early on.
I know I am.
Yeah. He's a little
bit
more exciting than the mister.
Hey, did you see McCain, that they had made a Rick Perry pinata when McCain was in state?
No.
Did you see that YouTube clip of him and Romney whacking the Rick Perry pinata? I thought that was really awkward.
No, by the way, I was at his event the other day. I know you're a huge John McCain fan. I actually an admirer of his, too, and he was great. He was great.
Yeah, he was great. That slipped by me, or I would have been there for sure.
I'm sure you were.
Oh, sorry.
Who's your guy? Can you reveal that to us, Carl?
I don't have a guy.
You don't?
Who are you voting for?
Sorry.
Voting is
the most
Tuesday.
Screwed up, convoluted presidential race I've ever seen in my life. I would vote for a guy now who just stood behind a silhouette and we didn't even know who he was.
What else
point.
Is happening in New Hampshire this weekend, Carl?
Here's what's going on. You really ought to check this out. Great place. Charming Fair Farm. Sleigh ride. It's going to be a little rough this year because we don't have any snow. A little bumpy. But visitthefarm.com. This is a real place. It's a great place. It's kind of a, you'll think you would jump into a Currier and Ives scene if you go up here. It's great. And they do the sleigh ride booze cruise now. And this is actually where we get the horses drunk. But that's just on Saturday night. You know, we're following up with the Boston Booze Cruise tradition.
Carl, how do you do a sleigh ride without any snow?
It's just very bumpy. That's
wow,
all. And
that's
it's a
terrible.
A little tougher on the horse. Not quite the same without snow.
No, I
Is
guess
anything
not.
Going on inside this weekend that people can do?
We don't do much inside up here, but for you, Jim, the Currier Museum of Art, this is a great place, a real New Hampshire treasure, and they're exhibiting a rare collection of rock and roll photographs done by everybody, and I guess a lot of stuff that's never been made public before. So,
are they really? Is that for real?
Yeah, they are. That's right over there in Manchester, thecurrier.org, so you should check that out. And also Wilton Town Hall Theater for people who are visiting. This is a great old movie theater, real throwback to the 40s and 50s. Great place. This weekend showing Scorsese's film, Hugo, and 603-654 film, if you want to an old-fashioned movie experience. That's a great place.
Now, are you performing anywhere this weekend? I mean, there are a lot of people from all over the country who could be checking you out in New Hampshire. Are you doing anything this weekend or what?
Sadly, I am not doing anything this weekend. I'm back in Massachusetts next weekend, so no, I'm still kind of in my lazy mode from the holiday.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question, Carl. Do you find everybody's talked about the fact that this has been a big media campaign, the retail politics stuff in New Hampshire is over. Do you hear that from your neighbors that it's totally different this year?
I think there just seems to be a really different vibe this year. I have to say, last time around, there was an air of an excitement. I mean, I don't know if you guys are sensing that. You're kind of over in the thick of it. But, I sense a whole different vibe this year. I think people are just generally and genuinely not real thrilled with the lineup.
Yeah. Okay, Carl. Thank you very much. He does
Carl,
sound
that was
bummed
really
out, doesn't
downer
he?
To end
it was
this
a
whole
downer.
Thing,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
thanks, Marjorie.
My
Carl,
fault.
Are you really going to stop by and see us Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah, I'll see you Monday.
Great. Looking forward
to it. Thanks.
Carl from New Hampshire on New Hampshire for the first time ever, and believe me, the last time ever, too. What's coming up, Marjorie?
Probably.
Carl, thank you very much for joining us, and have a good time at the sheep shearing event. It sounds like it's something not to be missed.